tai oso patyrų pantokrato ir panagietrija silenksų numes. Šiais efnot intenigom šopinimen, žemon antanen uvo itos, nemne nepsipsys, nemne kogheg įvor, evilėruk. Allahumma ganna mustahakiyan nakul bišukr abana alladhi fissamavad. Nina vlogi son Nina ni pasi
Help us and accept the supplication and prayer of the saints, love which is going to be of at all times, and forgive us our worst sins.
Church that is yours. But Lord, which are good and profitable, do provide for us for the doing of the authority to treat and serpent and scorpion upon the power of the enemy.
Thank you.
Upon me, O God,
according to multitude of compassion, blot out my iniquity, wash me, throw away from my iniquity, and cleanse me from the sin. For I am just for my iniquity and my sin in all times. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your saying and might overcome when you are injured. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in my sin my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth, you have manifested to me the things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your heart upon the purified. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy, and I'm humble to rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins.
سفر التكوين لموسى النبي بركات المقدس تكون معنا امين. وظهر الرب لابراهيم عند شجر التمر وهو جالس على باب خيمته وقت الظهيره، فرفع عينيه ونظر الى ثلاثه رجال واقفون لديه، فلما نظرهم ركض لاستقبالهم من باب الخيمه وسجد على الارض وقال: يا سيدي، ان كنت قد وجدت نعمه لديك فلا تتجاوز عبدك، فليؤخذ قليل ماء واغسلوا ارجلكم ثم استريحوا تحت الشجره، فنأخذ خبزا وتأكلون، وبعد هذا تمضوا لأنكم قد مررتم على عبدكم. فقالوا: أفعل هذا كما قلت. فأسرع إبراهيم إلى الخيمة إلى سارة وقال لها: أسريع وعجني ثلاثة مكاييل واصنعي خبز ملة. ثم ركض إبراهيم إلى أبقاره وأخذ عجلا رخصا وحسنا وأعطى لغلمان ليعملوا طعاما، ثم أخذ زبدا ولبنا والعجل الذي عمله وضعه قدامهم وأكلوا بينما كان هو واقفا تحت الشجرة. وقالوا له: أين سر امرأتك؟ أما هو؟ فأجاب قائلا: هي داخل الخباء. فقال: إني أرجع إليك في هذا الزمان من العام المقبل ويكون لسر امرأتك ابن. فسمعت سر وهي عند باب الخيمة من خلفه، وكان إبراهيم وسر شيخين متقدمين في أيامهما وقد انقطع أن يكون لسر كما للنساء. فضحكت سر في نفسها قائلة: أيكون لي هذا؟ وقد شاخ أيكون لي هذا الآن وقد شاخ سيدي؟ فقال الرب لإبراهيم: لماذا ضحكت سارة في نفسها قائلة: أترى بالحقيقة أقلد أنا قد شخت؟ هل يستحيل على الله شيء في مثل هذا الزمان؟ أرجع إليك في العام المقبل ويكون لسارة ابن. فأنكرت سارة قائلة: لم أضحك، لأنها خافت. فقال لا بل ضحكتي. ثم قال الرجال من هنا قام الرجال من هناك وتطلعوا نحو سدوم وعمورة، وكان إبراهيم ماشيا معهم ليشيعهم. فقال الرب هل أخفي ما أنا؟ طبعا الثلاث رجال دول ملاكين والرب يسوع في أحد ظهراته، عشان كده إبراهيم لما يكلم يكلم شخص واحد. فقال ولما حد يكلم الرب هو اللي بيتكلم. فقال الرب هل أخفي ما أنا فاعله عن عبدي إبراهيم؟ وإبراهيم يكون أم عظيمة وكثيرة وتتبارك به جميع الأمم أمم الأرض، لأني علمت أنه يوصي بني وبيته من بعده فيحفظوا طرق الرب ليعملوا برا وعدلا لكي يعمل الرب لإبراهيم بما تكلم به معه. فقال الرب إن صراخ سدوم وعمورة قد كثر وخطاياهم عظيمة جدا، إني أنزل لأعرف هل صراخ الآتي إلي قد كمل أم لا. وانصرف الرجال من هناك وذهبوا نحو سدوم، وأما إبراهيم فكان لم يزل واقفا أمام الرب. انصرف الرجال يعني اثنين ملائكة راحوا لسدوم عشان يهدوها سدوم وعمورة، لكن الرب كان لسه إبراهيم واقف قدامه. فاقترب إبراهيم وقال للرب لا تهلك البار مع الأثيم فيكون الصديق مثل المنافق، مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد أمين.
Reading from the Proverbs of Solomon, the prophet, may blessing be with us all, amen. Wisdom built her house, and she supported it with seven pillars. She offered her sacrifices. She mixed her wine in a bowl and prepared her table. She sent her servants, inviting people to the bowl and the loftier proclamation, saying, he who is without discernment, let him turn aside to me. And to those in need of discernment, she says, come eat my bread and drink the wine I mix it for you. Forsake lack of discernment, and you shall live. Seek discernment so you may live, and keep straight your understanding with knowledge. He who chastises evil men shall receive dishonor to himself, and he who reproves the ungodly man shall be blamed himself. Do not reprove evil men, so they may not hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give the opportunity to a wise man, and he will be wiser. Instruct a righteous man, and he shall continue to receive it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom, and the counsel of saints is understanding. For to know the law is a characteristic of a good mind. For in this manner you will live a long time, and the years of your life shall be increased. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, Father, forever and unto the age of ages. Amen.
خروج لموسى النبي بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين. حينما عبر إسرائيل البحر الأحمر وداست أرجلهم البحر، انطمس أعداءهم في العمق وانغمست أرجل عساكر في الماء قسرا. وأما أرجل إسرائيل وجميع بيت يعقوب رفعت ونجوا من الهلاك، وقالوا هذه التسبحة فلنسبح الرب لأنه بالمجد تمجد مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد الأبين كلها أمين.
يشوع وكافه الشعب عبر الاردن ووطأت ارجلهم الحجاره التي في المياه وتوثقت امامهم واهلكوا اعدائهم، مجدا للثالوث القدوس الهنا الاب الابدين كلها امين.
يا النبي بركاته المقدسه تكون معنا امين.
في ذلك اليوم نير الله بالمشوره والمجد على الارض، ليرتفع ويتمجد كل من يبقى من اسرائيل، ويكون كل من يبقى في صهيون وبقية أورشليم يدعون أطهارا. يكتب للحياة كل من في أورشليم، لأن الرب يغسل أعمال ملي البشر وأولاد صهيون. مجد الثالوث القدس.
من أشياء النبي بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين.
أيها العطاش اذهبوا إلى المياه، وبأم ليسهم فضة اذهبوا واشتروا لتأكلوا وتشربوا بلا فضة وبلا ثمن خبزا ولبنا وشحما. لماذا تشترون بفضة وتعبكم لغير شبع؟ اسمعوا لي فتأكلوا الخيرات ولتلذذ بالدسم نفوسكم. أميلوا أذانكم هلموا إلي، أطيعوني فتحيا نفوسكم بالخيرات، وأقطع لكم عهدا أبديا مراحم داود الصادقة. هو ذاك جعلته شاهدا في الأمم ورئيسا وموصيا للشعوب. ها أمة لا تعرفها تدعوها، وأمة لا تعرفك تركض إليك من أجل إله قدوس إسرائيل، لأنه قد مجدك. اطلبوا الرب وحين تجدوه ادعوه بما دام قريب منكم، ليترك الشرير طريق ورجل الإثم أفكاره، وليتوب إلى الرب فيخلصه، لأنه بكثرة يغفر لكم خطاياكم. لأن أفكاركم ليست كأفكاري ولا طرقكم كطرق، يقول الرب. لأنه كما ناءت السماوات عن الأرض، هكذا ناءت طرق عن طرقكم وأفكاري عن أفكاركم. لأنه كما إذا نزل المطر أو الثلج من السماء لا يرجع حتى يروي الأرض ويجعلها تلد وتنبت وتعطي ذرعا للزارع وخبزا للآكل، هكذا تكون للكلمة التي تخرج من فمي لترجع إلي حتى تكمل ما أريد وتقوم طرقي وأوامري. لأنكم بفرح تخرجون وترجعون، لأن الجبال والآكام تنشد أمامكم ترنما، وكل شجر الحقل تصفق بأغصانها. عوضا عن الشوك ينبت سروق، وعوضا عن القريص السكران يصعد آس، ويكون الرب اسما علامة أبدية لا تنقطع. هكذا قال الرب: احفظوا الحكم واجروا العدل، لأنه قريب مجيء خلاصي والسعلان بري. مجد الثالوث قدوس.
I shall sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be cleansed from all your uncleanness, and I will also cleanse you from all your idols. I shall give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I shall take the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I shall put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my requirements, and you will keep my judgments and do them. You will dwell in the land I gave to your fathers. You will be my people, and I shall be your God. I shall save you from all your uncleanness. Magdan Nisarus of Artis Ilahna in Al Abad Amin. Hasqiyal al-Nabi barakatun qaddasat kun ma'ana Amin.
Thumma hamalani ar-ruh wa adkhalani min bab al-bayt wa idha ma akh. ثم حملني الروح وأدخلني من باب البيت، وإذا ما خارج من المشرق من تحت أسقفة الباب الشرقي، لأن وجه البيت كان نحو المشرق، وكان الماء منحدرا من الجانب الأيمن للبيت عن جنوب المذبح. ثم خرجني من طريق باب الشمال وطاف بي الباب الخارجي من الباب الذي يتجه نحو المشرق، وإذا ما كان يجري تحت الجانب الأيمن، وكمست إنسان قدامه وقصبة في يده، فقاس ألفا بالمقياس وعبر في الماء، وكان الماء إلى الركبتي. ثم قاس ألفا أخرى بالقياس وعبر في الماء، فكان الماء إلى الحقوين. ثم قاس ألفا أيضا في وادي لم يستطع عبوره، لأن الماء طمت كمياه في وادي منحدر لا يعبر. وقال لي: أرأيت ابن الإنسان؟ ثم ذهب بي وأرجعني إلى شاطئ النهر، وإذا عند رجوعي أشجار كثيرة جدا على شاطئ النهر من هنا ومن هناك. وقال لي: هذه المياه خارجة من الجليء الذي بالدائرة الشرقية، وتنحدر إلى باب العرب، وتذهب إلى البحر وعلى الماء الجاري، فتطهر سائر المياه، ويصير أن كل نفس حية تدب حيثما يتبدد ماء هذا النهر عليها، تتطهر من كل شيء، وكل ما يأتي عليه ماء هذا النهر يطهر ويحيا. مجد للثالوث القدوس.
أيضا لأبينا القديس الأنبشنود رئيس المتوحدين بركة مصنفها وبركة الأنبشنود تكون معنا أمين. فلنستحي الآن يا أخواتي من الذي تألم عنا، ولنخف من الذي اشتد بمنديل وصب الماء في المغسل وغسل أرجل تلاميذه بيديه الطاهرتين. Let us present him with good deeds that deserve this great modesty which he carried out for our sake. Let us repent for our sins and that we the sins that we have committed, because if we do not repent, we will be called in heaven as lovers of sins. What will be our hope if we are cast out of heaven, forced to face the judgment, and are rejected for our sins?
We will be judged twice, not because we have sinned without knowledge, but because of what we did with knowledge was worse than what we did without knowledge. And not because we have sinned, but because we did not repent. Why can't the sheep know the voice of the real shepherd, the life giver, and take refuge in him? He who purchased it with his blood took care of it and gave himself up for it. الذي أعطانا جسده لنأكله ودمه لنشربه يسوع المسيح ربنا ومخلصنا الإله ابن الإله العلي الكائن في الأعالي إلى الأبد. فلنختم موعظة أبينا القديس الأنبا شنو رئيس المتوحدين الذي أنار عقولنا وعيون قلوبنا باسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين.
بولس الرسول تلميذه تيماثاوس بركات علينا يمين. صادق هي الكلمة مستحقة أن نقبلها كل القبول، لأننا من أجل هذا نتعب ونعير، لأننا توكلنا على إله الحي الذي هو مخلص جميع الناس وليس سيما المؤمنين. أوصي بهذا وعلم لا يستهن أحد بحداثة، بل كن مثالا للمؤمنين في الكلام، في التصرف، في المحبة، في الإيمان، في الطهارة. لن أجي أعكف على القراءة والصلاة والتعليم. لا تهمل الموهبة التي فيك المعطاة لك بالنبوة وبعض أيدي الخصوصية. اهتم بهذا وكن فيه لكي يكون تقدمك ظاهرا لكل أحد. لاحظ نفسك والتعليم وداوم على ذلك، لأنك إن فعلت هذا تخلص نفسك والذين يسمعونك أيضا. لا تنهر شيخا بل عزه كأب، والأحداث كأخوة، والعجائز كأمهات، والحدثات كأخوات بكل طهارة. اكرم الأرامل اللواتي هن بالحقيقة أرامل، ولكن كانت أرملة لها أولاد أو أحفاد فلا تعلمها أولا العبادة في بيتهم ويكونوا ويكرموا أبائهم، لأنه هذا صالح ومقبول أمام الله. لكن التي هي بالحقيقة أرملة ووحيدة فقد ألقت رجاءها على الله وهي تواظب على الطلبات والصلوات ليلا ونهارا. وأما المتنعمة فقد ماتت وهي حية. أوصي هؤلاء الأخريات كي يكون بلا لوم، وإن كان أحد لا يهتم بخاصتي وأهل بيتي فقد أنكر الإيمان وهو شر من غير المؤمن. ولا تضع أرملة إلا أن لم تكن أقل من 60 سنة أمرأة رجل واحد مشهودا لها في أعمال صالحة، وتكون قد ربت الأولاد وأضافت الغرباء وغسلت أرجل القديسين وساعدت المتضايقين وأتبعت كل عمل صالح. نعم طه الآب تحل على جميعنا أمين.
Oh.
Ashley Thobison is more in a posse. Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who sent to send the answer of all the apostles. Many proud righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you have not heard them. But as for for they see and you for they hear, may be worthy to hear to act our in all the gospels through the prayer of your saints. Remember also our Master of Bidden us to remember the supplications and prayer which have happened to Lord our Gonzos, have already fallen asleep, report them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the Prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
Yeah.
نمفاؤل سد بمنديل وستر كل عري آدم وأنا علينا بلباس البنوة الإلهية نطلب إليك أيها المسيح إلهنا اسمعنا وارحمنا يا من أجل محبته للبشر صار إنسانا وبمحبته لنا اشتد بمنديل وغسل أدناس خطايانا نسألك أيها المسيح إلهنا أن تسمعنا وترحمنا كيريا ليسون You are prepared for us the way of life through the washing of the chosen holy disciples' feet. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy upon us, Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, who walked on the water and through your love of mankind washed the disciples' feet, we ask you, O Christ, our God, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا من التحف بالنور كالثوب واشتد بمأزرة وغسل أرجل تلاميذ ومسح نسألك أيها المسيح لا نسمعنا وارحمنا. God, have mercy upon us all according to the multitude of your mercy. We entreat your goodness, O Lord, our God. Hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy. أيها المسيح الرب إلهنا الضابط الكل الرازق المواهب الإلهية الذين يخدمون اسمك القدوس الذي ينمي ويربي ويعود الكل ويقوتهم بمحبته نطلب إليك يا المسيح إلا نستجب لنا ورحمنا. Oh, you gathered the water to one source and made a limit for it above the sky. Ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord,
يا من كال الماء بيده وقاس السماء بشبره والأرض كلها بقبضته نسألك أيها المسيح إلا نستجب لنا ورحمنا.
O you who through his will made the springs into rivers and through your indefinable love of no mankind have prepared all things and created everything out of nothing for our service, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy upon us. هكذا أيضا أيها المعطي الحق وعظم الغنى ومحب البشر يا إله الرحمة افتقر الأرض وأروها بصعود النهر فتثمر حسنا نطلب إليك أيها المسيح إلهنا استجب لنا ورحمنا. May its fruit be watered and its fruit be plentiful through your goodness. We ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy upon us.
فرح وجه الأرض جددها مرة أخرى أصعد نهر النيل كمقدار نطلب إليك أيها المسيح لنا استجب لنا ورحمنا. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness, fill the land of our country with fatness and to increase its furrows and bless its fruits. We ask you, Christ our God, hear us and have mercy upon us. لتفرح حدود بنادنا مصر ولتتهلل الأكام بفرح من قبل صلاحك نطلب إليك أيها المسيح لنا استجب لنا ورحمنا.
O Lord, save your people, bless your inheritance and within the whole world. With your loving kindness and mercy exalt the honor of the Christians. With the power of your life-giving cross, we ask you, O Christ our God, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
أعطي طمأنينة وثباتا وسلاما للممالك بصلاحك. أنعم لنا بالخزب ومراحمك لسائر فقراء شعبك ولتبتهج قلوبنا بطلبات أمك العذراء طاهرة مريم والقديس يوحنا المعمدان وكافة أبانا الرسل كاتبا. أطلب إليك أيها المسيح إلهنا استجب لنا وارحمنا.
نصلي كني ليسون 100 مرة. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا في لنا تأنا مين كني ليسون كني ليسون كني ليسون. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth.
Thank you.
Father, the grace of the only begotten Son of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, at the communion of the gift of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Meet and right, meet and right, truly indeed it's meet and right. We praise you, we exalt you, we bless you, we glorify you. We worship you, we thank you at all times for all your works you have done for us. You alone are the true God who exists from the beginning, and who formed water from his heights, who made the water of the firmament that blesses your holy name. O King of all creation, Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you. You who sit on the throne of his glory and is worshipped by all the holy powers, the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominions, all the serving spirits and all the infinity multitude of angelic powers who stand before you in fear and trembling, praising your majesty. You are here around who stand the blessed powers, the cherubim and the seraphim, thrice glorifying you, wherefore we also make us worthy to join their praises and bless you with the voices full of glory, saying,
قدوسنا يا رب وقدوسنا أنت كل شيء، لأنك أنت الإله قدوس الحقيقي يسوع المسيح الإبن بكر كل الخليقة، الكائن في مجد عظمته الذي ليس أحد يعرف كمان لاهوته الحال فيه جسديا، ليس واختطافا ما نويت لتصير مساويا لله أبيك لكن بإرادتك وحدك أخذت شكل العبد وصرت إنسانا بالحقيقة، تجسدت في بطن غير الدنس والدة الإله القديسة مريم. You who was clothed in purity and never sinned, gave yourself up to the Holy Cross for our salvation. You gave us this example, for after supper you arose, took a towel and girded yourself and poured water into a basin and began to wash your disciples' feet and wiped them with the towel and with which you were girded. You had given them the ordinance of love and humility, the remembrance of your love of mankind. إذ قلت لهم أنا غسلت أقدامكم معلما وربا، فيجب عليكم أن يغسل بعضكم أقدام بعض مثل ما صنعت بكم، وكما صنعت بكم اصنعوا أنتم أيضا ببعضكم بعضا. وأمرتهم بوصاياك وأوامرك إذ قلت أحبوا بعضكم بعضا، وبهذا يعلمكم كل واحد أنكم تلاميذي إذا أحببتم بعضكم بعضا. You also have taught us the love and unity, and you have reconciled us with your Father through washing the disciples' feet and the purity of this example. And through your love and compassion for mankind, you have crowned our freedom. وعندما استعظم بطرس ناوتك وامتنع قائلا لا تغسل رجلي إلى الأبد، فسمع القضية الحقيقية، إن لم أغسل قدميك فليس لك معي نصيب. أما وبأمانتي صرخ قائلا يا سيدي ليس رجلي فقط بل ويداي ورأسي، قدسني بالكل. And he also heard your divine voice, which is full of truth, saying, he who is bad needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. Therefore, we ask and entreat you, our Lord Jesus Christ, to make us worthy and dwell in our midst, as you were with your disciples, the holy apostles. وَبْكَمَا بَارَكْتَ فِي ذَلِكَ الزَّمَانِ بَارِكِ الْآنِ. آمين. طهر هذا ليكون ماء للشفاء. آمين. A holy water. آمين. ماء لغفران الخطايا. آمين.
آمين. ماء الطهارة. آمين. Of salvation, for salvation and health of our spirits, bodies, and souls. Amen. A gift of purity. Amen.
محبة لبعضنا بعضا وحواس نقية.
Amen.
That we may be worthy of your holy virtue, which you have taught us through your love of man.
Amen.
عندما نغسل أرجل بعضنا بعضا لنستحق أن نكون في ميراث تلاميذك الأطهار.
Your purify our inner man with the fruit of this mystery. Amen. وأنعم لنا بغفران خطايانا بحلول روحك القدوس علينا ليطهر نفوسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا من كل دنس الجسد وكل نجاسة وكل خطية. آمين.
امنحنا السلطان أن ندوس الحياة والعقارب وكل قوات العدو ولا تدع شيئا من الآثام يتسلط علينا، بل انعم علينا بحواس حكيمة وسلوك ذات وقار وأمان لكي نأتي إليك لنجد رحمة أمامك ورأفة. آمين. We ask you, true God, to send your Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, upon us and this water. O you who fashioned the waters, O Jesus Christ, our Lord, Creator of all, who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, confessing and saying, I am the Son of God. We believe that you are the Son of God in truth. Purify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit to annul the deadly powers of the adversary against us. فلتهرب من هذا الماء كل قوة المضاد بعلامة صليبك المقدس يا ربنا يسوع المسيح. اظهره ماء للشفاء.
And to purification. Amen. Water into remission of sins. Amen.
Amen. Amen. لأننا مستحقين البنوة لك نصرخ نحو أبيك الصالح والروح القدس قائلين يا أبانا الذي في السماوات. اسمو إريني باسي يا سيد ربي يا سوى المسيح ابن الله الوحيد كلمة الأب الإله كنت كل الوقت خطيئنا نففي التلميذ القديسين ونسلوا توقل لهم قبل الروح القدس من وفاتهم لهم خطيئهم وغفرتهم مسكتم عليهم مسكتم تنين فانكنا فانكتكواتك نسلوا نطلب نسلح كم حب البشر أنا عبيدك أبي أخواتي وضعف المنحين مروا سمو مجدك المقدس وزقنا رحمتك تأكلوا نبطات خطيئنا كنا أخطأنا لك شبع المقران جزاء قلب الفعل وقلوب سهر القلب نعرف دعوة باشك صار محبر باش تفضل لنا المفكرين خطينا bless us, purify us, make us absolved and all your people absolved fill us with the defense and let us unto your all good will for you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration and you to good Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver who is of an essence with you now at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Logizos, Kyrios, Jesus Christos, Iotheus, Iasmus, and Ebnevmagion, Amen.
سبحوا Yeah.
شين من مصواب أنوت أوت إفز مارون إن جي إف نوت ريفيول بيبان تكراتور إفز مارون إن جي بي مرغنيس إن شيري سوس بيرسوس بن شويس If his maru then Jabi of Nemois, oh, Paracletor. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to thee. Is our
praise that God have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplication and prayer we stand for that which is good on our behalf at all time, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
In your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant and complete this holy day and all the days of our life and all peace with your fear. O Lenevi, O
of temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden, and manifesting them away from us and from all your people, and from this holy table, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for that you have given the authority to trade in serpents and scorpions upon the power of the enemy.
أبيدك يا رب قدام هذا اليوم أبي القس والشمامة سوى كل الشعب وضعفه يكونوا المباركين محللين من فم الثالوث الأقدس الأب والابن والروح القدس فمن كنيسة الواحدة الوحيدة المقدسة الجامعة الرسولية ومن أفوال 12 رسولا ومن فم ناظر الإله الإنجيلي مرقس الرسول الطاهر والشهيد والبطريرك القديس سويروس ومعلمنا ديسكوروس والقديس أثناسيوس الرسول والقديس بطرس خاتم الشهداء رئيس الكهنة والقديس يوحنا ذهبي الفم والقديس كيريلوس والقديس باسيليوس والقديس غوريوس أمن أفات 318 من فينيقيون 150 من قسطنطينة ومتين بأفسوس فما بين الطباء والمكرنة من رئيس الأساقف فبطرين كنا الباء معمطوط الستاني في محقارتي لأنه مملؤون مجد اسمك القدوس أيها الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل وان إلى دعوت
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment, and the rest I will set in order when I come. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
حنانا الذي حكم أنت من القديسين وسرعتا مكرمين قائلا إن أنبياء وأبرارا كثيرين اشتغن يا روم أنتم ترون أنبياء يسمع أنتم تسمعون أنا يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبا لعينكم لأن تبصر لعدمكم لأن تسمع ما يوي بوردي توين تكود انتروني غسبلز Through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy. Remember also, I must and also bid us to remember the many supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the love of us, the salvation of us, the home of us, the healing of us, and the resurrection and of us all.
والتلميذ الطاهر بركاته على جميعنا. من تراتين مزامير معلمنا داود النبي والملك الطاهر بركاته على جميعنا آمين. وأنت قد أبغضت أدبي وألقيت كلامي إلى خلفك، وإذا رأيت سارقا سعيت معه، مع الفسق جعلت نصيبك. هللويا مبارك الآتي باسم الرب ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم أبدا آمين. ولما كان المساء اتكى مع الاثنى عشر وفيما هم يأكلون، قال الحق لكم إن واحد منكم يسلمني. فحزنوا جدا وابتدا كل واحد منهم يقول هل أنا هو يا رب. فأجاب الذي يغمس معه يده معي في الصحفة ويسلمني إن الابن السان ماضي كما هو مكتوب عنه، ولكن ويل لذلك الرجل الذي بيسلم ابن الإنسان كان خيرا لذلك الرجل لم يولد فسأل يهوذا مسلمها لأن هو يا سيدي قال هو أن تأكل وفي ما هم يأكلون أخذ يسوع الخبز وبارك وكسر وأعطى التلاميذ وقال خذوا كل هذا وكسدي وأخذ الكأس وشكر وأعطاهم قال اشربوا منها كلكم لأن هذا هو دمي الذي للعهد الجديد الذي يسفك من أجل كثيرين لمغفرة الخطايا وأقول لكم إني من الآن لا أشرب من نتاج الكرمة هذا إلى ذاك اليوم حينما أشرب معكم جديدا بملكوت أبي
والمجد لله دائما.
Like a few minutes for meditation and contemplation about today, which is today is a very important day in the church. Today is a very important day in our church, where Jesus Christ, who was institute the foundation of the communion. As he said, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. And today it's very important because it's different. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, he instituted the communion and Eucharist, not in the beginning of his life of preaching and his mission. No, he did that by the end of the life, exactly few days or one day or the same day, we can say, before his crucifixion. Then the last day in his mission, Jesus Christ gave us an example to do exactly what he did. And before going to the Last Supper, I will recap and resume what happened during the last week. As I said before, on Sunday, Jesus Christ, he was trying to reveal himself during the whole of the week. He tried to reveal himself exactly like he tried to preach it during 3.5 years. And finally, like exactly before the exam, he tried to recap and do a small resume. Who am I? In 7 days or 6 days only, he tried to resume that and tried to reveal himself to everybody during these days. The first day, it was on Sunday, when he was, by exactly, he said, I am. He said, I am 7 times. And every day, he said, I am. And every day, in Gospel of St. John, he said, I am. That's why every day he tried to reveal himself to the people. The first day he was in the resurrection of, or we can say, and the miracle of Lazarus. He started by, I am the resurrection. He started by, I am the resurrection, and ended by, I am the resurrection again. Then he started by, I am resurrection when he did the miracle of Lazarus. And the last day also too, he did the same, and he rose from the death. The second day was when he go to Jerusalem. And he said, I am the shepherd, please follow me. Please follow me, I am the shepherd of everyone. That's why you are the sheep and I am the shepherd, and you have to follow my steps. And he entered to Jerusalem with rejoice. And he said exactly, God, we are very happy that you will come to my heart. This is give us the rejoice. And the third day was Monday, and he saw a fig tree. And he what happened? He saw the hypocrisy. And this is he tried to tell us, okay, I am the true vine.
do the same as me. I am the true vine. Then the first day, I am the resurrection. The second day was, I am the shepherd. The third day he was, I am the true vine. Follow me also too. I am the tree, the right tree, the righteous tree. Not do like the fig tree. In outside, it seems like it's good. It seems like very good. Exactly like I'm coming to the church and all the time, but the problem is inside me, it's different than outside. One day, Ezekiel, God said to him, go and see what happened inside the altar or inside the house of God. Then he came back to God and he said, it's amazing. They are chanting, they are doing hymns, they are doing everything. Everything, it's managed. Everything, it's good. You can't imagine how it's beautiful, God. Then God said, no, you are wrong. I will open your eyes to see the heart. And he said, and he saw the heart black. Then the problem is a hypocrisy. That's why he said, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. And also on the same day, because he is the true vine, he went inside the temple and he cleaned everything. And that said, I am the true vine. I am the source. Don't be hypocrisy. Then after that, he went the fourth day. He was inside the temple and the house of God, and he tried and he started to preach. God, at this day, especially on Tuesday morning, in the 11th hour, we say Pikos Thronos, Kursikia Allah. This is only we are saying during the Holy Week twice, Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday and Friday. And Kursikia Allah, that on the throne of God. And why you are saying that? Because God tried to reveal himself really at this day. And he said, I am the bridegroom. I am the God of God. I am the King of the Kings. He tried to reveal himself when he tried to preach it to everybody. That's why when we listen to the Gospels and we say, Kursikia Allah, or Pikos Thronos, or You Throne, oh my God. That's why we are saying that during this, that's why he tried to reveal himself and said, I am the door. I am the door. Go through me. If you wanted to listen, listen to me. I am the door. Go through me. This is on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we saw totally different things. We saw one who betrayed and one who loved. And my question was, who loved before? Like, both of them loved Jesus, or Jesus Christ who loved the both of them, the Judas or Mary? Who loved the first? No, the first was Jesus Christ who loved the first. He gave both of them the same love, maybe more. He showed them the love. He showed them everything. And one, he betrayed. And one, love. One give everything, all the money that she had, and broke it on the feet of Jesus Christ. What happened? This is what I'm doing now. And he said, I am the light of the world. And during Wednesday, we are reading many, many readings about the wisdom. And he said, take care about that. Take care about that. You have to be wide enough. You have to know exactly where you are going. Are you betraying? And sometimes we are saying, oh, I'm not like Judas. I'm not like Judas at all. No, I am sometimes. I'm talking about myself. Sometimes I am like Judas because I'm not listening to him. I'm betraying him. My priorities, it's different than him. That's why I am like Judas sometimes. But I wanted to be like Mary, who broke the alabaster on his feet. And on this day also too, a night, Wednesday night, we are seeing different also to him. And we already say it this morning. It's Avicii Known. Okay, Avicii Known, I will tell you exactly in English what is exactly written here. This is we are seeing in the first hour. We are seeing in the first hour, Avicii Known. He say like that in the psalm. His words were softened above oil, and they are arrows. For if any enemy
reviled me, I would have endured it. And if one hating me boasted against me, I would have hidden from him. He was talking about Judas. And the problem that the same hymn or the same tone of Picus Thronos with the throne of God, we are talking about God, the same tones we are singing, the same tone with Afechinun. And I was, from a few years ago, I was surprised why we are singing the same tone. Why we are saying for the throne of God, Picus Thronos, and the same one we are saying the same tone for Judas. And here is the wisdom of our church. Exactly say, sometimes you are listening to, for example, like a voice, and you expect or assume it's a voice from God, but it is not. It's a voice from the serpent. The same voice, sometimes you see, for example, if I'm talking about myself, I'm serving inside the church, and serve, go there and visit the people and come to serve here and be the first here, for example, first one to come to the church here. But I'm not doing the same. I have no relationship with God inside me. Where is my relationship? I'm here inside the church all the time. I'm serving the people outside. But there is no relationship between me and between him. And so what? This is the hypocrisy. That's why this is the same tone. The same tone that I have. Picus Thronos, which is the throne of God. And also Afechinun, which is like for Judas. Take care about the different. That's why you have to be wise enough. You have to listen very good. This is the fight between, a war between the right and the bad. This is very important to know. That's why how the beautiful of our church and our hymns too. This is on Wednesday night. And he said on Wednesday, that's why we said on Wednesday, I am the light. Follow me, I am the light. If you listen to me, listen to my word, I will enlighten your word, as we listened yesterday night to the sermon about the light. And finally, it was today. And come today, it is like when he said, I am the bread. You can imagine that Jesus Christ, what he did. He had a bread on his hands. And before the crucifixion, he crucified himself before. Then as if he crucified himself twice, one on Thursday and one on Friday. And why he knew that? Why he didn't do, for example, at any day, he tried to say, for example, okay, I will ascend to the heaven. I will ascend to the heaven and do like what I will do, for example, broke the bread and this is my body. No, he didn't do that. He broke the bread and he said, take, this is my body and his present. As if he is giving his body to the disciples. And he said, do the same. Then when we are going to inside the altar to take the communion, we are taking the body when the priest said, this is the holy body, and all the deacons and the congregation said, we are worship to your holy body. It's a present of Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ said, he will give the disciple at that time his body. And he said, this is my body. Then he tried to reveal himself. He said, I am here and this is my body. Then every time I come to the church and I take the communion, he's exactly, Jesus Christ is inside the altar. He said, I am here. Take my body and take my blood. And also, if I go through all the Old Testament, God tried to reveal himself about that he will give us his body later. For example, he said about the tree of life when Adam and Eve, he fall. And after that, he said, also he gave to the people of Israel the manna from the heaven. And he said, this is also a symbol of my body, the communion later. Also the sacrifice of sin. He tried to said, this is also the sacrifice. I will be the last one. I will be the last sacrifice. For example, The sacrifice of sin, they have to chew it without blemish. A young male examined 4 days. Jesus Christ was staying in the house for 4 days, slain in public, roasted in fire. None of its bone was to broken. The blood of the lamb was placed on the doorpost, which is the doorpost. This is one exactly the cross. And also, it's another symbol. It was in the Old Testament, which is the sacrifice of Isaac. And we will listen today, especially today, for the fraction. We will listen to the fraction of Isaac. The sacrifice of Isaac, it's the same exactly as the sacrifice of Jesus Christ when he said, I will read for you St. Cyril of Jerusalem. He said, Jesus Christ, by his own will, once changed water into wine at Cana of Galilee. So why should we not believe that he can change wine into blood? We should therefore have full assurance that we are sharing in the body and blood of Christ. For in the type of bread, its body is given to you, and in the type of wine, his blood is given to you. So that by partaking of the blood of the body of and blood of Christ, you may become of one body and one blood with him. That's why Jesus Christ, he gave us his body and also his blood. And another thing which is very important to know, what we have to learn from today also too. You know that exactly what happened before Jesus Christ gave his body and his blood to the disciples. He said, I will wash your feet at first. Please give your feet like, and he opened the sandals. What does it mean? I opened the sandals and he cleaned it. When I come to the church, and I have to purify myself, I have to remove everything, all the dust that I have from outside the world, I have to remove it and come pure to the church. I have to come to the church without anything, without any dust. I have to take the communion, and that's it. Also, Jesus Christ said, take it. What does it mean? It's an order. It's not an option. Even for example, I feel I'm not worthy. It's like me. I'm not worthy to take the communion also too. But because his love, that's why he said he ordered me. He ordered to take the communion. He ordered before Adam, and he said to Adam, you know what? Don't eat. And after years, thousands of years, he said, eat. Because Adam, when he ate, he fell. And his body, it's not pure. It's corrupt, incorrupted. Now I'm coming back again. And I'm giving my body to purify your body. That's why it's an order. It is not an option. It is not an option. It's an order. That's why he said. Also, 2 days is different if you take the gospel, the Bible, 2 days different in over the world. One, the day of the flood. The first day, very important, is the flood. Why? But after the flood, what happened? God said to Noah, I will do a covenant with you. I will never do that again. And I will give you a rainbow. It's a symbol of the peace. I will never do that again to you. And it was the covenant of to be sure that the humanity will continue on the earth. And the second day, which is very important too, it's today. It's another covenant between God and between us. I will give you the body and I will ensure your life to the eternal life. Then only in the flood, it was a word, a covenant with all the people that we will live on the earth. And today, it's another covenant to ensure our life in the eternal life. It's totally different. Then because that's why we have, when we come to the church, I have also to understand that I have to remove all the dust that I have. I have to remove the sandals it means the dust from my life before come to the church. I have to forget what I have. I have to forget what, for example, the pressures, the stress, that the life outside, everything, I have to remove it. And I come to the church, I'm only talking to him. And the second thing, which is very important also too, he washed the feet of Judas. And I was surprised also too, why you do that? Why you are doing that, Jesus?
Why you are doing that? Why you are washing it? And you know that he will betray you. He already betrayed you. Why you are doing that? He said, because I forgive. Even he's doing that, but I will show him also the love. And this is also two things I have to, I have to learn two lessons from this point. Number one, I know that Jesus Christ is forgive me. He forgives everything. Whatever what I'm doing, he forgives. But I have to show him also too. I have to repent. I have to come and repent under the feet of the cross. Then the first thing that I know 100% that Jesus Christ is forgiving me. The second point, which is very important, I have to forgive also to others. I have to forgive. I can't come to the church. I can't come to the communion and take the communion. And I have something in my heart. I can't. As I am removing the dust, as I'm removing the sandals, as I'm removing everything, I have also to remove the hate or whatever inside my heart to anybody. This is very important to know before coming to the church, because I don't want to go more than that. Then be sure to understand that when we are taking the communion, listen today also to the fraction of Isaac, because it's a symbol of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And also understand that the presence of Jesus Christ, and as if, not as if, it's exactly Jesus Christ, he is here inside the altar. And he is giving me his blood and his body. That's why he said before, take it and eat it. Eat my body and drink my blood. And it's exactly what the priest is doing inside. It's the same. He's saying, maybe I'm saying that by my tongue, but in reality, it's Jesus Christ who is saying that to me before you. That's why we have to understand that we are taking the real body of Christ and the true blood of Jesus Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen.